Joining us on the phone, U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, who checks in with us regularly to give us updates on what's going on in Washington and how it affects the folks who live in our listening area. Senator, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Glad to be on. Thanks.
Well,
thanks,
Senator, you know, Rachel Hartford, your press secretary, sent a press release about some of the things on which you're working, and I know there are many on your plate, but the one that really caught my eye was the Senate Finance hearing on taxes. Apparently, you're going to be reviewing that early impressions of the new tax law, and one of the things that caught my eye was that some folks have their eyes on cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid in order to pay for the tax bill that overwhelmingly benefited the top 1% of the middle class. And that hurts me because I'm of a certain age and I know a lot of baby boomers are real concerned about this. Could you address that for us?
Yeah, when this tax bill passed, it was written to where most of the benefits overwhelmingly went to the wealthiest people and the largest corporations and those corporations that outsource jobs overseas. Literally over the period of this bill, over time, 81% of the benefits go to the top 1%. That to me is wrong because the middle class didn't get the tax benefits that were promised. But even worse is because it blew a huge hole in the federal budget deficit. What Speaker Ryan and Senator McConnell want to do now, and apparently the president, at least through the Finance Committee, is to begin to look to cut spending on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, cleaning up Lake Erie, all those kind of expenditures that they don't care as much about. So to close this budget deficit, they think we go after Social Security, Medicare. And a number of us had voted against the tax bill, did it for that reason, because we knew, true to form, they've done it before. Corporate interests do well, the wealthy do well, and they go after middle-class retirees or middle-class Americans. And that's why I thought the tax bill was a bad idea, and it's looking even worse than we expected.
Well, yeah, we've got to cut this nearly $20 trillion national debt, and I certainly don't want Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid to fall by the wayside or be cut anymore. I mean, we should be boosting those programs. How can we cut the deficit?
Well, you cut the deficit. Well, you start by not exploding it with a huge tax cut that goes overwhelming to the rich. What we want to do, one of the things that we wanted to do a year and a half ago, the president talked about his campaign, is to do a major infrastructure plan where he said $1 trillion over 10 years, and most of us supported that. The problem was there's no money to do it now because the tax cut, instead of doing infrastructure, they did the tax cut. But here's another part of it, John, that disturbed me. One of the things that they promised, and I was sitting in the White House in the cabinet room with about 10 senators, and the president said that people will get from this tax bill, this is 6-7 months ago, from this tax bill, there will be people will get wage increases because corporate tax is cut so much that people would get wage increases and companies would invest more in their communities and grow jobs. Well, what just last week, General Motors, which benefits into the billions of dollars on this tax cut, just announced a layoff of 1,500 auto workers in Youngstown, and that'll have a ripple effect because the companies that make things that go into the assembly of those Chevy Cruises in Youngstown will lay off too. So what happened is they get these huge tax cuts, these corporations, and they put the money in the pocket of their biggest shareholders and their executives. The top five executives at General Motors right now make $100 million. And they probably will get a bonus from that because of this tax cut. And the tax cut should have been for the middle class. It should have been to do infrastructure. It should have been to strengthen Social Security and Medicare. It was the opposite of that.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown. Senator Brown, this is just an anecdotal side note that has to do with the deficit, about which I'm concerned and I know everyone else is. According to the Congressional Research Service, the U.S. spent nearly $49 billion in foreign aid in 2015. And I'm thinking, that's a lot of foreign aid. Why don't we cut some of that? Do we really have to pay countries to be our friends?
Yeah, I think there's certainly some truth to that. And part of that, too, and that makes me think, as you said that, John, that a lot of this tax cut, over a third of the savings from this tax cut that go to corporations, over a third of that is foreign investors. So we're doing what you're talking about, and some of that is really, really legitimate. I don't say we, pull in our horns and do nothing, obviously, internationally. But so part of it is that that we're spending that way. But even more seriously, I think, is that so much of the corporate tax cuts go to investors from other countries who have invested in U.S. companies as these companies outsource jobs. So we, instead of closing tax loopholes, I mean, right now, under federal law, if you shut down production in Elyria or Ridgeville or Lorain or Vermilion, and you move that company overseas, you can deduct the cost of the move against your federal corporate income tax. I mean, we should have been closing those tax loopholes instead of creating more incentive for outsourcing of jobs. But I'm afraid what the announcement of GM is just the first of many, that companies are going to move more jobs to Mexico, more jobs to China, instead of doing investing here like they said they would if they get this huge tax break.
Talking with U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown. Senator Brown, I'm so grateful for the fact that you know our area so well, and you know you're from here, and you care so much about us. I know a couple of bills that are being looked at this week have to do with the opioid crisis and firefighter cancer registry, and you're involved with those as well. What's the update on those?
Well, I have a couple of friends in Lorain who have really taught me a lot about firefighter cancers and just the dangers of firefighting. And, you know, you go into a burning home and you're always concerned, is the ceiling going to collapse, or are you going to fall through the floor? Well, the other concern is what firefighters are breathing going into these fires with the chemicals that, no, but it's not just wood burning in these fires. It's chemicals, and so we know that this causes cancer in far too many firefighters. So we're putting together a registry where we can gather all the data from firefighter illnesses and these chemicals, and scientists who understand this stuff and the interplay of these factors will, we hope, then be able to understand better what's happened and what we can do to prevent it. On opioids, we're finding, I mean, we know what a big problem it is in Lorain County and Medina County and all with opioid overdoses. 11 Ohioans every day die of opioids, opioid overdose. And one of the things we need to do is as people go through substance abuse training, people go through addiction counseling and treatment, they, after they're done, they normally can't find a job because they don't have those job skills anymore, and they're more likely to fall back into the hole of addiction. So I'm working with a Republican from West Virginia in combining federal programs, job training, and opioid addiction treatment into sort of one program as much as we can, so that people can get job training as they're getting addiction counseling and treatment. And then they're ready when they're clean, they're ready to go out and work. And that should make a big difference in getting them back on their feet in the routine of life that they aspire to.
So appreciative for that. U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, what else should we be concerned about, Senator Brown, in our part of the world, Lorain County, Medina County, Western Cuyahoga County, the places where our listeners are hearing you right now?
Well, I think one of the most important things is the president gets serious now about finding a director of the Secretary of the Veterans Administration. The president fired a secretary who I thought was doing a good job, and he fired him a few weeks ago because Dr. Shulkin, the leader of the VA, had opposed the privatization of the VA. When I talked to veterans groups in Lorain or Elyria or Avon Lake or Rocky River, anywhere, I hear over and over they don't want privatization. They don't want to see a VA. They want the profit motive injected in the VA, where that's the bottom line instead of service to veterans is the bottom line. So the president needs to find somebody, do the background check so we know a lot about this person, and we'll all want to support this new secretary if this new secretary opposes these privatization efforts. But the problem is a lot of that has come from the White House, where a number of people in the White House want to privatize the VA, and it's counter to what veterans everywhere tell me they want.
Senator Brown, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Do appreciate your updates and the fact that you are so concerned about your constituents here in this part of the world. Good luck in Washington. I know it's an uphill battle.
All right, always. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, see ya.